It is the riots.
Happy Tuesday.
Blah, 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 whatever.
I'm sorry. What was that attitude?
Well, Nikki, I'm trying to figure out here the John Wick Chronicles virtual reality experience.
Someone's going through all the games, possibly with the Steam sale that's currently going on. And we found a John Wick game.
It's real.
I love John Wick. I did not care for John Wick 2 as much, but excited for John Wick 3, which basically I think John Wick 2 was a carrier for John Wick 3 to be coming. Yeah, it was a prequel with that. But yeah, the game looks interesting. It looks pretty good, but they said it's not the best.
I'm looking for it, but people don't like it.
Sure.
So I don't know, whatever. So there's that. The other thing that's going on is we're trying to produce a podcast here, people. So stop looking at Steam and start focusing on what's important.
Eyes on the game. Come on.
Okay. Here's what else. Today, speaking of John Wick, he's all gunned out, right? Well, I was trying to learn some gun kata myself, and you'll find out what happened to Nikki and I when we went to the gun store yesterday, because that's what we do now.
It's not just a gun store, though. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. It's not sporting goods store,
yeah,
but a...
sporting goods. Well, Nikki could have bought a camouflage purse.
No, because next door was the sporting goods store. This
outdoor
is
outdoor sporting
outdoor
goods.
Outdoor store, yes.
Okay, outdoor.
And
stores.
Sporting as
outdoor
well.
Outdoor sports.
Outdoor sports store.
Yeah.
Kayaks, camo.
Camo.
I don't know what else to add in that list. Guns.
I don't know what else either.
Swords. Deer
right.
things.
So let's see. We got that. What else we got, Nikki? We got pizza. Gondolas, Super Nintendo Classics.
Mm-hmm.
That looks cool. Great White Sharks.
Lobsters?
Oh, the lobster talk.
Did you put
talk.
Lobsters in
lobster
there?
Lobster talk's in
okay,
there.
Okay, we talked about that.
I'll tell you what, the longest talk break of the entire podcast.
Went to?
Vanilla.
That's me.
Yeah.
Wait to hear it.
Let's see if you can hear the beep, beep, beep of Nikki backing up.
Because I don't have a problem. I have no problem whatsoever.
Well, hey, you guys enjoy the podcast. Remember, we love to hear from you, really. You can email us, riot@radiou.com. Hit us up on Twitter, which you'll find both like links to our Facebook, our tweets, and our YouTube channel, all that stuff at riot.radiou.com.
Absolutely.
So anything else?
Have a wonderful day and enjoy.
It's the Riot.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Yesterday, Nikki and I went to look at guns, because that's what we do now. We just gun shop all the time.
Well, that's not true. We go to a particular restaurant, which is next door,
to a store
that has guns and stuff.
So we looked at guns for a while.
And someone needed ammunition, so we had to stop.
That was a first.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Hey, what are you
Was
doing? I'm gonna pick up some ammo while we're here.
While we're close by, might as well.
Gonna get some ammo. You know what I mean. Well, I get some of that.
Which is expensive, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Very expensive.
It is. But, you know, something I didn't mention in our little gathering that we were having there is that the guy that was behind the counter, I recognize him from a place that I go a few times a week.
Yeah.
It's the gym.
Yeah.
And he was helping somebody. And I was waiting around, and I was like, well, there is a gun that I do kind of want to look at. And As soon as he helped that person, he just left and didn't come back out, like, at all. And I think, and I can't be sure about this.
Not 100%.
But I think he recognized me from the gym and was like, I don't want to talk to that guy. And I think he went and hid in the back until we left.
No way.
I really think that's
no
what happened. I think so.
You think so?
I do think so. And many of you may be saying, like, listen to your egocentrism.
No, the quirks happen to Obi. Really does.
Nikki's around for this. It's real.
It is. And it's shocking sometimes.
And so, you know what's funny is that I typically think of myself as a guy at the gym. I leave my headphones in. I don't really talk to a lot of people. That's not because I'm mean. It's just because I'm there to work out.
Yeah,
I
only small have, window of
yeah,
time.
I only have so much time, and I'm on a timer. Like, I take 30 to 45 second rest between sets, so, like, I'm checking my watch. Like, I don't have a ton of time. That's it. But what if I, like, what if I have a reputation of, like, oh, that guy.
I do promise you, I thought it was odd he didn't come over.
He didn't talk to us.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Is weird.
Like, for all he knew, I was there to buy a gun.
And he missed out. I don't know.
Do they get commission? I
don't
know.
Probably. Maybe.
But it may be. Like, think about this.
he thought to himself, I would rather miss out on the money than have talk to talk to you know, that guy from the gym that's always checking his watch.
The really
sweaty one. He's disgusting.
You know, I think probably deep down it wasn't, but it's a coincidence.
Is it?
It is weird that you'd mention that, because I thought, well, he's not even coming over to ask anything.
Yep.
And even just say, hey, you know, which is normally customary. That's weird. That's very weird.
That's not an accident. That was purposeful. He knew.
So are you going to say anything next time you're at the gym?
Well, no, actually, I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice today.
You're leaving the gym?
I have to quit this job because I'm going to have to go work somewhere. I have to go to a whole other side of town. Because not only do I see that guy, I could see him at the food court now.
You're right.
I could see him at the gym. Like, there are all these different places I could run into this guy now. And
it's not comfortable for you.
No, he's made it very clear that he doesn't want to interact with me. And as a result, I'm going to need to take some large steps to not be in places that he is.
If not, this is the other opportunity to just keep going with it. And now you have to go to that store every day.
Make it awkward.
Make it very awkward.
Just to let you know.
I know what you're doing. Yeah, you're like, I'm going to be here every day until you talk to me.
Stand out at the gun counter for
every
hours.
Day, that's right.
I'm here to handle every gun in the case.
And I might not never buy anything.
Just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think the snub was real.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I mean, I didn't lose any sleep over it. I lost sleep over other things, but
sure,
it wasn't that.
But not
that.
This case.
Like, it wasn't that. But I just wanted to... I'm glad you saw it.
No, I promise you. I thought, well, that is so odd. I mean, Obi's been standing there for quite some time, and he just checked in with an older guy came in. He checked in with him, but it never seemed like he talked to you.
That's because he didn't.
Wow.
That's because, you know what, Nikki? That's a choice.
That's a choice. That was deliberate.
That was a choice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know what? Just shake it off, and you didn't want to talk to him anyways.
Didn't even want to.
I know.
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them?
Boo! You suck at this!
It's the worst of The Riot on Radio U.
Okay, I'm a little bothered by one more thing that I'll just go ahead and bring up, because this entire show is a clearinghouse for whatever
for
I happen to be thinking about.
And our feelings and what we want to convey to you guys.
So the Steam Summer Sale is going on, which has which has led to, if you look around, if you play video games at all, pretty much everyone is having a sale.
Yeah,
there's an Xbox Live sale. There's a PlayStation Network sale. What was the other thing I saw? No, I bought something on the PlayStation Network, actually. And then there is also on the PC, there's the Steam Summer Sale. It's like iTunes for video games. I love it. And
it happens every summer. There's a winter one as well.
And I have a gift card. And I haven't bought a single thing.
It's been bad.
There's nothing wrong with the sale. I just have not had enough time.
Oh, to spend towards it? You make time.
To really sit down and sink my teeth into it.
Yeah.
And with Junemas coming, I feel like I've just got this window. Because tomorrow Junemas starts. Tomorrow afternoon. That's our made-up holiday. We're very excited about it. You're going to feel the Junemas spirit.
Right away.
In a way that you've never had before.
So you have basically today and part of tomorrow.
And that's Junemas. Like, that's it. And then I'm right into that Junemas celebration.
When does the
Steam... And then I got 4th of July next week.
And you're going out of town.
There are so many holidays.
When does Steam end, the Steam sale?
4th of July.
4th of July.
So do you... I just want to know, do you feel the pressure?
Now I do, and I didn't feel it before. Now I feel like we got to make your schedule work.
There's a legit time crunch happening
here.
There
is. Otherwise, you'll not be able to go through all the game offerings.
Plus, Nikki and I have got plans. We're going to the movies.
We are.
And
yeah.
That's
going
to be part of our Junemas celebration, I think.
Like,
and then
I don't know what to tell you. You must take today off.
I feel like I have about a 36-hour window and then partial time this weekend, because then I got a ramp right up into George Washington is coming.
Now, if not, you might have to just schedule Monday before the 4th of July.
And just make that a whole...
And just make that day be your Steam day to figure it out.
I mean, my game plan right now is I'm going to be in that day. I'm going to work, but, you know, maybe it's like a partial day.
Well,
you can do
Steam from here.
I can. I have a window open right now.
We're talking about it, so you're working.
Like, here are some of the highlighted deals. Soma is on sale. Oh, guess who already played that? How about Farming Simulator 17?
Come on.
Because if there's one
wish
thing...
Wish list that thing right there.
Well, you know what, Nikki? What about this? What if I got Farming Simulator 17, and then you got... What is that goat game that they have? Well, I know there's Goat Simulator.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what we would do is... You and I, in it together, you'll handle the goats, I'll handle, like, the big rigs, or whatever the heck you call those things you farm with, the combines.
And the tractors.
You and I could, well, through video games, begin our training for our successful farm that will
if we move up. From radio to farming.
Yes. Like, that's our next thing.
Start those games, just keep going. Keep looking, because you don't have a lot of time.
Hey, how about this one? Death Road to Canada.
Is that a real game? Is that it sounds like an indie game.
I think it may be an indie game. It's technically real.
It sounds like someone's class project game.
It's $10.04.
That's it.
So
$10 on a sale price?
Oh, you think that's...
I thought maybe the 4 cents sounded good. Seems yeah. like, again, a very independent game.
Well, you know, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to look into it. I want to know what is Death Road to Canada?
Is that like, what was the old game? Oregon Trail. So is it like the newer version of that?
Well, no, that was... We got that game. What was that called? Oregon Trail.
Yeah, not like State of or. Or,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, like, oh, your organs.
Here's what it says. Control a car full of jerks as they explore cities, recruit weird people, rescue dogs, argue with each other, and face gigantic swarms of slow zombies. Randomly generated for a news story and rare events every time you play. It actually looks really funny.
I think you should star that one as well.
I'm putting it on the wish list.
That one seems like a very good use of... I say yes to the
$10. All right. Well, we got to get to work because, like I said, Junemas starts tomorrow. I have got money... Gift card money to spend on Steam today.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
Uh-uh, we ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So down the street from us is a new pizza place that is making waves. They're doing Chicago-style pizza because they are a franchised or like just a location of a Chicago pizza place.
Yes, there's many in Illinois and then a few others in a couple surrounding states.
Yep.
But yeah, they opened one near us.
So here's my thought, Nikki. Which,
Chicago style, might we say, is like sauce on the top.
Massive deep dish.
The toppings are in the bottom. It's different. It's got a delicious, buttery, flaky crust. It's just amazing.
Have you ever seen a piece of Velveeta? Okay, imagine that's a piece of cheese on your pizza. That's the kind of cheese that we're talking about. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It's real. So my thought is, I saw an article yesterday about another pizza place that I think that you and I should consider.
What is it?
We could open it up down the street and start a pizza war. There's a place in New York called Pizza Barn. It's in Yonkers. And they sell a 2-foot slice of pizza. And it's, of course, you know, New York-style pizza. It is
delicious.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's delicious, but I'll tell you what.
It looks good.
Getting a peek at this piece of pizza, you can count this guy in on, oh my gosh, look how huge that pizza is.
Oh, it looks delicious. It really
it does.
We could just split that, or maybe even a couple of us.
No, I'm getting my own.
Yeah, just to take a picture with it.
Well, I want to get a picture of it, and I...
You
yes.
want to see if you can eat this giant piece of pizza?
I do. You know what? I want us to go to Pizza Barn. I want us to live stream on Facebook us eating 2 feet long piece of pizza.
The piece of pizza is so big, you can even do like different toppings on half and half. So it's got plenty of real estate space.
I want that piece of pizza. They say it starts at $12 with no, like nothing on it.
Okay.
So like I'm going to want some pepperoni, I think. Like I feel like that's what I'm going to do.
That looks really good.
That's what we could do. You think about it. Like we could... open up a New York style pizza place.
Did you see the one that's down, maybe halfway through? It's got macaroni and cheese on it.
That's you.
I love a macaroni and cheese pizza.
That's you right there.
That is delicious.
So let's see. In what is this? It looks like in May they did a...
Never been to Yonkers, so.
I haven't either. So
that could be nice.
It's time to go. And we talked to the owner. Well, we could either just completely steal his idea or we could open up our own location and boom. Pizza war, Nikki.
Wonderful.
Instant pizza war. Chicago versus New York pizza. Let's go.
But this doesn't count like a traditional, exactly like a New York style, because it's so big. It's just so big.
But that's a New York style pizza. Like, it's super shockingly thin. And then you take it, and when you eat it, you're kind of folding it over.
This one doesn't even seem as thin as a New York style, just because it is so big of a piece.
I have to disagree, Nikki. Look at the girl in picture number two.
Maybe I'm looking at too many pictures with a lot of toppings on it.
Holding it up and taking a bite of it. Like, look at how thin that crust is right now. You see it?
I guess. I'll go with you on that one. But the mac and cheese pizza looked like it had a little bit more structure to it.
Well, first off, thanks for that little bit of support that you gave me there at the beginning. I appreciate that. Okay? I'm really grateful. And second, yes, a mac and cheese pizza. It's going to be thicker. It will.
It's got more stuff on it.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, you and I, pizza war could be huge.
Let's get the car ready and we're going to Yonkers.
Okay, I would totally do that right now. Let's just go. Right now.
We're scheduled for June Miss tomorrow, so like we can't.
Which means
just,
that we have got to hurry.
We can't just go like right now.
We have to hurry.
I promise you, we'll see.
Hear
the we'll see.
I heard it.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the riot on Radio U.
Sometimes you've got to get a little farther in than the headlines. I heard, what was it, Sunday, about a girl falling out of the gondola
ride?
Yes. At Six Flags.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I did. She was at the Sky Ride at Six Flags Great Escape in Queensbury, New York. And when I heard about it, it was terrifying because sometimes when we go to the fair, I'll get on the ride and ride across the fair. And I'm like, oh, look, there's the snacks.
And you think it's the safe ride, the gondola sort of casual ride.
And this girl fell out of it. So now I'm terrified of going on that. And then...
Here comes the article. So basically, it looked like she was being choked by the bar or whatever. She got her head out of it, and then she was falling out of the gondola. So you could see people below saying, hey, just jump. And they caught her, thankfully.
Yes.
But everybody was like, hey, what happened here to malfunction in such a way? Why did she fall out of it?
Well, the police have last night released a statement that there was no criminal wrongdoing on the part of the park. Now, they said that... It was, you know what, actually, we can just go ahead and read exactly what they said.
Let's get a quote from someone with that.
Let's see. Lieutenant Stephen Stockdale of the Warren County Sheriff's Department said that it was human error on the part of the teenager that caused her to slip out of the two-person gondola.
Basically, they said she was probably goofing off somehow and then slipped out, and it had to have been done by her.
Speculation was that the gondola, it goes through a wooded area, and that she was trying to stretch her feet as much as possible to kick the trees, and then she ended up sliding and then getting caught, and yes, eventually some people caught her.
Isn't that the worst? You do something wrong, and you're like, oh, man. At first, you think, no, they're going to think it was the ride. And then you're like, nope, I got caught.
Pretty much nobody's buying into that.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, I'll fess up now.
Yeah, she hasn't admitted anything. You know,
that's what I would have said.
What? Not admitted anything?
No, I would have been like, okay, we're just going to fess up and say I was goofing off.
Here's the thing. I was kicking the trees.
You're just very, very sad about that.
My bad.
Was I not supposed to do that?
I mean, to be honest,
don't recall being told not to.
I mean, they did say to keep my hands and feet inside the ride.
No one said anything about the trees.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will tell you, and this is, again, this is just me, my honest thing, is that the things that I'm afraid of is like that gondola thing just crashing to the ground.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that when you reach a certain level of... How do I want to say this delicately so as to not hurt my feelings? When you're once you reach a certain pant size, the concern of falling out.
No one's catching you.
It's more like he got stuck in there.
Sure.
Not he slid out.
He never was able to.
The concern is that he was stuck on the ride all day.
Well, she was younger, okay?
Because we couldn't pry him out. We're using baby oil and
everything.
Like wedges. Like we're just trying to work this guy out of the seat and we can't get him out.
Well, what I feel bad for is, okay, yes, there are sometimes legitimate things where a theme park is not doing it. Like, they made a mistake and some machine malfunctions, right, and you've got that. But in this case, if it really is true, it's not the ride that malfunctioned, but that's all people are going to hear. They only hear the first story, right, of this gondola thing. Something was wrong. The park had a mistake. It was wrong. How dare they? They don't hear the follow-up, which is what the park wants you to hear about, that, hey, it wasn't us. This wasn't our bad, or the machine or the ride's bad.
Well, I'm glad that I followed up, because I've been quasi-terrified.
The little gondola, right? You're not going to fall out. You're perfectly, you know, okay.
When this girl got in, she didn't think she was going to fall in either.
Well, she was touching the trees.
I know.
You're not supposed to touch them.
What if the tree reaches out and touches you?
I don't know. Get ready. We'll hold on to you.
I'm bringing the whole thing down, because I ain't getting out of the seat.
Well, thankfully, she was okay, it seemed like.
Yeah, she's fine. They took her to the hospital, but that's a liability thing.
True.
They don't want you suing later.
Well, they need you to sign stuff somewhere.
Yes.
So that's where they're going to do that.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
Yesterday, Nintendo made an announcement that surprised no one. They announced the Super Nintendo Classic.
Now, if you remember, it was last Christmas, last fallish, that you had the Nintendo Classic.
Yes.
A little tiny version of a Nintendo Classic that had games already loaded on it.
Oh, yeah.
And a very short controller.
Yes.
String.
The controller cable was 3 feet. It was less than that. I don't know. If you check out our Riot Control, I measured it to find out how long it was.
There wasn't a review a while ago.
So they say coming this fall, forget about the NES Classic. Hello to the SNES Classic, the Super Nintendo. It's going to have... it comes out September 29th. That's only 8 days after my birthday.
Perfect.
It's going to be $79.99.
But I did hear rumblings yesterday when they were talking about it that the games aren't, like, there's not enough choices.
I do not agree with
you
that.
You do not?
I think that they actually have a spectacular lineup.
What's on it?
Here's a couple. Earthbound, Final Fantasy III, Zelda A Link to the Past, which is one of the best Zelda games of all time, easily. Secret of Mana, Super Mario World, Donkey Kong Country, you got two Kirby games, Mega Man X, Star Fox, Street Fighter 2, Super Castlevania 4.
What were people saying? It seems like a good list.
Super Mario Kart, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out.
Full games?
Yeah.
That seems plenty.
Look, I don't want to be, you know, like shilling for them here, but I'll just tell you, as a video game guy myself.
That's a pretty good list.
That is a spec. Oh, F-Zero is on it. Like, that is a spectacular lineup that is going to be in the Super Nintendo Classic. It's going to be more expensive than the Nintendo Classic. It's going to be,
you're paying for the Super.
Well, but here's what's nice, is that this one comes with two controllers.
That's good.
And the Nintendo Classic only came with one.
You
had to buy an extra controller.
You think they heard what people were saying, though, and that the cable's longer?
We can only hope. we can only hope.
So Nintendo stopped selling the
Nintendo Classic.
Nintendo Classic. So for this... It seemed like people were saying this was going to come out. That's why they stopped selling it. They're going to want to focus on this and their actual current consoles. So people wonder, will this make even more of a demand for this, because they're afraid and knowing if they don't get it right away, the Nintendo will stop and it'll sell out.
Well, the other thing Nintendo said is they're like, no. We're going to have way more of this than we did of the Nintendo Classic.
That was hard to find.
It nearly impossible. People were selling those for buku bucks on Craigslist and eBay and stuff like that. It was hard to get, but I want this. Oh, the other thing they have thrown in the mix that is fascinating is that Star Fox is on there, but then this console will also contain Star Fox 2. Nintendo never released Star Fox 2. It was a completed game for the Super Nintendo. They never put it out. So this will mark the first official release of Star Fox 2.
It's quite a bonus there.
It is. And you know what? Again, I think this thing looks awesome. So again, September 29th, if you guys want to go ahead and get in line, that'll be 8 days after my birthday, but you'll still be in the window to get me birthday presents and have it count on that birthday year. So that's, I normally accept gifts up to a month afterwards.
You'll be fine.
Want to know what the Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So yesterday, after Nikki and I went to the gun store, we were on our way back to the radio station.
Also known as we went to lunch.
With our newly purchased ammo.
Yes, we did buy some bullets or something.
Everything that I just told you is true. Everything. And what follows was true also. Nikki began to talk about how much she likes getting vanilla in soda. And then I saw something happen. She didn't just tell us like, oh, I'm really enjoying this vanilla Sprite. She got this huge maniacal grin and started talking about how great vanilla is and how you can add it to everything and it's so delicious. And oh my gosh, vanilla!
That's not 100% reenactment of what the car ride back was, but yes,
sure?
This is pretty
Are
close.
Are you sure? It's pretty darn
no,
close.
No, it's just I'm super excited because I want to try a Diet Canada Dry with vanilla.
Uh-huh.
But I've never remembered to get it at the store, and it's not like they usually have Diet Canada Dry in the gas station.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not on tap or something anywhere.
Well, that's true.
I was joking. Normally when I fly, that's the only time I have Canada Dry.
Yeah.
So I'll have to keep some vanilla with me.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, did you know that a vanilla is addictive?
Is it?
It is.
Oh, man.
And I'm starting to...
No, it's not. It's just really smooth, you know?
Really?
It's really good.
It makes you feel good. It reminds you of what it's like to be alive. Things
no,
like
it
that.
Doesn't. That's not from the online report on it, is
no,
it?
No, but like what I'm saying is like, is that how you feel when you drink it? Like everything's down and, you know, pretty soon you're like, you know, what I just need is a little pick-me-up, something to get me through the day.
Not going to say that hasn't happened a couple of times.
You're not going to say that you have to rotate different Wendy's so they don't know that it's
no,
you?
No, I do that for anything. I don't like people to be like, hey, weren't you here last week with the same thing? Like, I'm consistent with what I like. So I do that with anything.
Yeah. According to the British Medical Journal, vanilla
They don't know.
They don't know what they're talking about, do they? They're full of
Why
crap.
Why are you spreading these lies? False news alert. Over
Man,
there.
It ain't nothing but fake news up
fake
in there.
News, that's right.
Nikki, this was a report from 2008. That was before fake news even existed. Everything was true before President Trump got elected.
This started it off.
If you say so. I'm just concerned about you, that's all.
No,
The level, the depth of excitement
yes,
that I saw about the vanilla.
I have so
vanilla.
Little to be excited about.
Oh, see?
No,
now
see,
do
that's
you hear,
actually what you say.
Did you guys hear what she
no,
just said?
But
I have so little. Just give me this no, one
no.
thing.
Now, I fixed it because now I'm onto water. Because I got
vanilla
a new
water.
I got a new water bottle. Do you think vanilla would be good in water?
You know what, Nikki? If you wanted to, you could just start drinking straight from the bottle.
Of vanilla.
Why not?
That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
It sounds ridiculous, but why don't we try it?
Delicious.
I'll be right back.
No, I thought maybe I'll just have sparkling water and see if just a splash of vanilla tastes to it. Sugar-free vanilla, mind you.
Well, you know, the thing to think about, too, is I don't know if you've heard this, but I have friends. Now, I'm not making this up. They go to Mexico. They live in Southern California.
Yeah.
And when they go to Mexico, one of the things they always buy is vanilla.
And they bring it back?
Yes. They say that vanilla from Mexico, I don't know what the difference is and where it comes from or how they make it, but they say that it is so much better.
Well,
when you buy it across the border.
Well.
So
you come back and the customs stop you. They're like, what are you bringing? It's vanilla, okay?
Like, mm-hmm.
Just vanilla.
You know what, Bob? We're going to need a cavity search on this one.
I think she's lying. Tammy, thank you so much. Tammy texted, says, I love vanilla too. Favorite flavor in coffee. That's so nice of you to join.
That's good.
My vanilla group.
Well, you know, all you addicts, you got to stick together. It's a support group.
Water with vanilla extract in it is delicious, especially if you put a sweetener in it like stevia. I can't start putting all this stuff in my water.
You know what else is delicious?
Soda.
Coca-Cola.
Like, that sounds like Sprite right there. That's my Sprite Zero, but thank you for texting in as well.
I do think on our way back from Chris's lunch, once we go ahead and get what? Let's see, we're going for lunch and then popcorn. We're going to need some soda.
We're going to need something.
Get ourselves some vanilla soda on the way back. You know? 99 cents. We can find it. I know a place.
And this is why I drink too. Now that sounds weird.
I'm taking that out of context.
I know you are. But because over there he's always sipping on something, and everybody's
sipping.
You mean
my water and coffee that I have over here?
What did you already drink this morning?
What? Oh, well, I mean, sure, I had my morning diet Mountain Dew, but I'm on to my coffee chaser now.
Yeah, so
it's just water, Nikki. I got a new container that I've got my water in here. So
I'm done talking about it. It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all.
I got money on the fact you're going to be Googling this later. You're going to be like, wait, is it a problem?
Nope, it's perfect.
Am I addicted? I can't stop.
No, but another sign is like, if you don't like when people talk about it because it makes you agitated, that is a sign. But it's not what I'm feeling.
It's always about you. Just give me this one thing. Just this one thing. It's all I have. My whole life is terrible.
No, it's not that bad. It's not.
Nikki needs a little sip.
No, it's just so smooth and so nice. All right, we're done talking about
it. Come to mama, baby bottle. Warm you up. Warm mommy up.
We thought about selling the worst of the riot, but let's be honest. No one is buying this stuff. Get it for free on the Radio U app.
See if this sounds like a movie you've heard before. 4th of July weekend. It's a big one. Everybody's headed to the beach. There's just a small problem in a little Massachusetts town. They've spotted some sharks. Actually, the Massachusetts Marine Fishers they track great white sharks.
Yeah.
They have spotted 150 different great white sharks along the Massachusetts coastline.
This season, or like in our lifetime of tracking?
This year.
This year?
So
gray whites are pretty common along those coastlines.
Mm-hmm.
Just more common than we realize.
That's why you have to be at least 50 miles inland. Because sometimes they just walk right out of the water and get
people. You never know when they might come out and just get you.
Mm-hmm. So here's what they found. Numbers have been climbing in the last couple of years. In 2014, they spotted and or tracked 68 different great white sharks off the coast. And they're just saying Cape Cod. So just off that coastline, 68. In 2016, there were 147 that they had tracked going into 4th of July weekend, and now that number is up to 150 different sharks! Shark!
When you give the article, you must say it in that tone.
Yeah, it's important. And, I mean, okay, what you think to yourself is like, well, you know, those sharks are way out there. Like, they're way, way out there. Oh, yeah? I got photos that says they're about 3 feet off the shore.
They're not far at all.
They are not far out there. I'm out. I can't.
Well, like, you know, like you go for the coast, some chowder, some lobster rolls and stuff. Like, yep. They got a summer somewhere.
What, the sharks?
Yeah.
They can summer in Australia with all the other sharks. That's where they're supposed to go.
That's not exactly true.
Sharks go to Australia.
Yeah.
Sharks and the criminals, right? Isn't that how it works? Isn't that a penal colony?
No, that was a long, long time ago.
Okay, all right, fine. Like getting history mixed up with the present.
Probably.
Just like the Jaws, you know, mixed up with real life. But I'll tell you this right now. I'm not going to Massachusetts to go swimming. Like, maybe I'll go there for... What do you go for? You said
Lobster rolls, some chowder.
I don't like seafood.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you do really well there, so I
not
think
a
it's
fan.
A pass for you.
All right,
but even in boats, you have to be careful because there's lots of videos of just you and
They'll
your
rock
little
the boat,
your skipper, your little boat. You're out and about, and there's a bigger shark than your boat is.
Nikki, we're gonna need a bigger boat.
We are.
So
we're gonna need a bigger boat.
All right. Well, I'll tell you
a lake boat.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
This is where things get weird. Let's talk about what the TSA found in somebody's luggage at Logan International Airport over the weekend.
I want to thank Justin for sending this to us on Facebook. You can make sure to connect with us at Radio U Riot or Radio U, both pages on Facebook, and send us something if you come across it.
They found a 20-pound live lobster in someone's bag.
I I don't even know why. Well, I do know why. You want to eat it. But, like, how you thought you could actually get this through.
Well, here's where it gets really weird. It's legal.
There's no rules against it?
There are no rules against transporting live lobster through the TSA.
Wouldn't it die during the trip? Or how long can it go out of the water?
I don't know the answer to that. The only thing I do know is that you have to have it, they say, in a clear plastic container when you transport it. That's it. That's the rule. Clear plastic container. Otherwise, ship that lobster.
Now, you might have someone who has an airline policy, but as far as this article is concerned, they didn't mention any specific ones. But.
Again, remember, it's okay as far as the TSA is concerned.
Yeah, so the step number one when you get to the airport.
Your airline may say something very different, but this guy, it is a 20-pound lobster. It is enormous. It is frightening. And if you would really look at it, you would say to yourself, I'm not eating that.
It looks delicious.
Really?
It's little claws. I like lobster and crab legs. I do.
You would eat that?
Well, not like out of someone's bag. It's not that desperate.
Because the ones you pick up at Red Lobster are so much better.
And that's not it either. I very rarely get it because there's certain, lobster places.
There are only certain places you'll buy lobster from?
That are maybe better than others.
Okay. But
like normally, I only get it if I'm on vacation.
Right. And I mean, in reality, isn't the lobster just there so you can eat butter?
Pretty
Is that
much,
what it's really
much.
For? You're
pretty like, much.
Yeah, I had this bowl of butter, and I did dip a piece of lobster
in it. Oh, but the melted butter's delicious, too.
They know that the only way that you're going to eat that bottom feeder sea cockroach is if you absolutely douse the thing in butter.
Yes, true.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah, but...
It's a cockroach.
Yeah, of the sea.
Uh-huh.
So, it's there.
Mm.
Doesn't turn me off from it. I'd still eat it.
You're still game.
Yeah, I would.
And yet we go into a hotel room and there's a cockroach and you're like, I'm out!
What? Am I supposed to just put some butter in the microwave and go ahead and just sit on up to the cockroach?
You know, it's interesting you'd point that out, Nikki, because that's what I was going to suggest. That's a fantastic idea. You and that cockroach? I mean,
be like, hey, I'm going to eat you now.
They're like, you know what? Forget about room service. They already had some in here.
Apparently, the ocean is what makes it okay. And it's just a lot larger and it just tastes delicious.
So, what you're saying
is. I've never had a cockroach.
If there was a huge cockroach, then it would be like, okay, I'll eat that.
Which in Florida, you can come across.
Oh, it's a June bug, really. Don't worry
the
yourself.
Palmetto bugs or whatever they call it, just to make it not sound as bad as when you say it's a cockroach, when it really is just a cockroach.
So a spokesman for the TSA actually said that finding live lobster in people's luggage is fairly common in the New England region.
And this lobster wasn't a cooler, so I guess it was taken care of. It was alive and cooperated with everyone, so they had no problems.
Yeah, because they were taking it home so it could be a pet.
TSA says officers will visually inspect a lobster, which I would in the back break room.
We thought it might be a bomb, so we had to cook it to make sure that it was okay. And since we didn't want it to go to waste, we had to eat it.
So that's the story of the 20-pound lobster they found at in Boston.
So does that mean that like I could be on the flight and the guy next to me has got a, like a backpack, and inside that backpack is a live lobster?
Yeah, if it's properly put in there, yes, it could be.
This is the kind of stuff you don't want to know. You're just like, man, something's squeezing my leg.
This is legal, though. I'm more worried about the things that might be taped next to the, on the person next to us in a legal way.
I hate everything. We're out. We have to quit traveling.
Butter? You don't hate butter.
You're right, I don't. But just, I don't, take a lobster or a cockroach and dip it in butter. I'm not interested. Just like, no. I mean, granted, if it goes down and everybody nukes everybody and the Earth's an irradiated ball and there's only a lobster to eat.
Well, the lobster's perfectly cooked at that point.
Then, I'm eating lobster because I have to survive. But until then, you know what? I'm eating cows and pigs.
You're not going to do that.
That's what I'm doing.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
So many times on this show, I have said that if you would take some time and talk to God, yes, I'm talking about a relationship with Jesus, not a cloud, not a big marshmallow, not the force, not a formless void, personal interaction with God in your heart through Jesus, like that kind of relationship with God, that you'd be amazed the kind of stuff that God would talk to you about. And you're like, yes, he would talk to me about heaven and hell. Well, okay, yeah, but as I'm trying to get you to understand that God cares about heaven and hell, but he also cares about Tuesday. And so one of the things that God has talked to me about is like, hey, too much social media. And you think to yourself, like, there you go. See, God's bossing.
Can't have any fun, can we?
Can't have any fun. God's bossing you around, blah, blah, blah. But here's what I found is that my initial reaction to God was like, I'm sorry, were you talking? I'm on my phone right now. Like, I'm not listening, blah, 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 blah. So I, you know, praying about it, and it was like, you know, you really should spend less time on social media. I thought, okay, God, but you know what? You are a huge buzzkill,
and we never have any fun.
Here's what I found is that I gave God's thing a whirl. Things have been better for me with less social media. I mean, you can't avoid it. That's like saying life would be better with no cell phone. Well, I mean, yeah, maybe. And I could build a log cabin. And
you can't really function, though, no. In the current place that you're at.
No, like, you know, I got to live. I got to have that.
He, I think, saw that, at least in your case, it was getting upsetting.
Yes.
From all the stuff and could see the bigger picture where we only see the moment.
Exactly what Nikki's saying. I feel like God really showed me, like, hey, too much of this is too much of it. And it's having a bad effect on you. And I think I was right. Imagine that. I'm telling him he's right. He's probably, oh, thank you so much. But seriously, I have done, I'll tell you what I've done. I've removed most of my apps from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have limited my ability to check in during the day. And sometimes it's amazing what a habit it is. So like I will sit down at a browser and I will open, like even though I don't have an app installed anywhere, I'll still go there and I'll be like, I have notifications. And I actually won't even let myself check the notifications. It's like, no, dude, you got to turn it. Like you're not supposed to do that. And so I've limited it to a couple of times a day. And I will say that God was right. And that has been good for me. One of the things that for me is an issue is that I get bombarded with ideas, or I will see something like someone will say like, well, you know, now I'm only eating carrots, and then I'll go home and spend all night going like, that's what I should be doing with my life. I should only be eating carrots, or, you know, whatever. I just, there's something about that for me that I needed a limiter, and God talked to me about it. Now, look, I don't know about you. Maybe you spend all day doing whatever. This is not me saying you need to spend less time on social media. What I'm trying to tell you is that stuff in your life that I couldn't talk to you about, God could. He loves you. He cares about you. He knows things about you that to a certain extent you don't even know. So when you invite him in and he talks to you about stuff and you start listening to what he has to say, I'm telling you, your life can improve. Like your mental day-to-day life can get better. But you got to listen, you got to do it, and you got to be willing to do it. And if you're up for that right now, if you're thinking, man, Obadiah, yeah, like it's Tuesday and I could use something. God wants to get involved where you are. Just say, Jesus, I need that. Come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I know that I'm not getting it right, and I want you to help me, show me a better way to do things. And man, Jesus is about that. He loves you so much and gives such a rip about you that he is going to be right there with you all the time, talking to you, showing you stuff. Take some time for him.
Nikki and Obadiah. Obadiah and Nikki.
Love, hate, hate, love.
All right, everyone in, let's go!
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Hey.
Well.
No, no, no. It's cool. Just go back to sleep. This will only last for 4.5 hours.
Is that a train noise or a...
No, it's a foghorn.
A foghorn?
Oh my gosh.
11:37 p.m.
And that's the noise that's going on?
I don't know what that guy's going to start saying, so we'll let him go. But yeah, at Port of Everett, they're actually building a boat there right now. And there was a little something that happened. The foghorn...
Got stuck or something? Or
it got stuck.
Ooh, and you can't like reboot that.
It was on from 11 p.m., till 3:30 a.m.
Is it consistently like that or just during that one time?
Well, for 4.5 hours, it sounded just
like that. No, I mean, like, is it every night or every once in a while?
It was actually Sunday night, and it was just a little accident. So this may come as a bit of a shock to you, but some people were really unhappy about it.
Well, I bet
and
so.
One of the things that... is a little tough in Everett is that this time of year, like it doesn't get super hot in Everett though. Whoops. They're having a little bit of a heat wave.
Yeah.
And for them, that means it was like almost 80 degrees. So super hot.
Sorry.
What? Just a side note. Okay. That's what that was. So now
it was back, for them.
Yes. Back to the story.
Super hot. 80 degrees. And so a lot of people that night who might normally have had their windows closed.
Closed, had them open.
Had all their windows open.
So then they could just hear the foghorn.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we just want you to know that the boat people said, please accept our sincere apologies.
And this small token of our appreciation in the form of a gift card.
No, but it does say, please accept our apologies on both the noise and the time it took to figure out how to turn off the horn. And the fact that it was the hottest day of the year.
With the windows open.
Yep.
Well, they got a funny story out of it. If you would have told me, like, we're on day 50 and they don't know where the foghorn is
and
they're going crazy and your windows are stuck open because it's hot and no one has an air conditioning unit, then I would feel more compassionate towards these people. But yeah. A couple hours, we've all had some weird noise in the neighborhood. That you
for 4.5 hours?
I'm sure some of the people slept right through it. Turn a fan on. The fan will cover the foghorn noise.
Hey, you know what? This goes back to my personal belief that the best thing you can have for your whole house is a window air conditioner.
They wouldn't have had this problem.
I'd be in Alaska. I'd be in outer Siberia. Like, turn the air back on.
Well, it's a refreshing air, okay? It just moves the air.
I love how air feels after it's gone through that coolant, whatever the heck that is. Then belched out on me.
Oh, it's just so refreshingly nice, isn't it?
It's so nice.
All right, well, the fog thing is, the horn is done. It no longer is making that noise.
No, they fixed it.
They fixed it.
Yeah.
So. Unless there is a warning, and it does need to perform its job.
And then they were like, oh, our bad. It's not working.
I would love to live right near it. And then when you do hear it, like they're actually using it for its purpose and be like, you hold your breath. Like,
I hope it goes off.
It's like, please tell me it's going to turn off.
So they say they fixed it until the next time it happens. So good news on that.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
So here's where Facebook is. Facebook is getting ready to say, look, you need your face in our book more. And they are getting ready to launch apps for their video service.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor floating around, according to the Wall Street Journal, is that Facebook is pushing hard to get into the video on demand game. So
kind of like
think Netflix, but ad supported.
Sure.
Instead of paying for it. But again, according to the Wall Street Journal, they're saying that Netflix or Facebook is offering some studios as much as $3 million per episode of some high profile still to come TV shows.
But they would still have ads on it.
Yep. And you know, will they offer ad free? Like all those are all things we don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. But
they want to get in that game.
Yes, they do.
I mean, it makes sense. You're there at Facebook for most things, so it's not too far of a stretch to say, well, yes, I'm going to watch this show while I'm there.
I will say, like, there are a couple of things on Facebook, like, you know, on YouTube, I've got people that I follow and subscribe to their channel and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind an app like that for Facebook because there are places that they put out video on Facebook. They don't necessarily back it up on YouTube or wherever. I'd be interested in seeing it, but I don't necessarily want to dig through Facebook and try to find it.
Well, we don't need another subscription service for, it depends on what content they're putting out.
If they would come up with something that was easily accessible and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I already have an account, so I guess that would be okay.
I mean, more ads, though. They're going to have to figure out something. Don't make too many.
Well, would you pay to see it ad-free?
No, not for Facebook.
No. You do that with YouTube, though.
Yes, I do, because okay. That's how I watch a lot of my shows.
Sure.
And I don't watch anything on Facebook yet. It doesn't mean down the road we might not do that, but
you never know.
Facebook is also tough because you've used Facebook for a good portion of your entire life. So you're used to using it for free.
Right.
It's weird when they start putting charges on stuff for things that you've been doing for free.
Well, it would be a matter of paying for like a premium tier of service.
For the shows.
But what about this? What if they said, okay, look, for $10 a month, you'll get whatever our video stuff is, ad free, and
we'll stop showing you ads on your page stuff.
Right there. Like we'll take the ads off of your pages too. I don't think it would be enough. They would have to have something really compelling.
I know, and I don't know if they'd get anything like that. Rachel said, do we really need another streaming service? Do we really? And I think the answer is no. Correct, Rachel. We agree with you.
Rachel obviously doesn't work at Facebook.
Facebook is not going to hire you because you're not seeing the vision.
Because at Facebook, they're like, you know what? We really need another streaming service. Really? We do?
Well, it's smart, though. They want you to go to Facebook for everything.
Well, they want in the game. I'll tell you, a big part of what a lot of these companies want more than anything is they want your money every month.
Yeah.
They want to sell you a service. And if they can give you a lot of what they're already doing and then, you know, charge a little premium for some video or something, that would be, that would be great.
It's no different if you reverse, you know, YouTube's been trying to break out of, yes, we have all these videos, but, oh, you can go and chat with your friends and make it more social media and do this and do that. But that hasn't really taken off. So everybody's just trying to keep evolving forward.
I mean, I don't think a day goes by that I don't use the YouTube app, like on my phone and my TV.
Mm-hmm.
But even for me, I still haven't gotten to the point like where you're paying for Red. It still hasn't gotten annoying enough for me to pay to get rid of ads there.
Oh, we'll make it one day.
Keep working, YouTube. We almost have him.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Everything was true before President Trump got elected.
This